Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is Amy Holmes. We have Peter Morici on the phone with us, business professor at the University of Maryland. So, Peter, we've been asking a takeaway question all morning. Who should be kicked out of the celebrity circus? Who do you say?
I'd like to get rid of Jamie Dimon over at J.P. Morgan. I mean, those J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs together are holding up the recovery. They're choking the economy.
He's famous for being a banker.
That's right. He's the banker's banker. He's one of the most outspoken guys on Wall Street and very tough for Barack Obama to deal with. He's extraordinarily arrogant.
But I have to ask, so he's famous for CNBC?
Well, he's famous in my world, you know, that circle of, you know, of people that talk about, you know, the economy on CNBC and Fox Business and places like that.
And we gotcha. Made you famous, Peter, right?
That's right. You did.
Yeah,
you did.
That's right.
So, Peter, tomorrow some big, some say ugly numbers are coming out about unemployment. What are you predicting?
Well, we're going to jump unemployment to 9.7% perhaps, and we're going to lose another 350,000 jobs. We'll be lucky if it's only that. Those numbers simply have to come down, or Barack Obama's in a lot of trouble, not just on restoring recovery, but getting things like his health care policy through. It's becoming increasingly apparent that he's been focusing on the wrong ball, dividing up the pie instead of worrying about the fact that the pie is disappearing completely.
Well, we actually have two people here to talk about the crumbs of that pie. Peter, stay on the phone. Josen Cummings joins us here in the studio. Josen, you lost your job as an editor at Vibe magazine, is that correct?
Correct.
We also have Wayne Cooper, who's calling in from Clearwater, Florida. He's a commercial printing technician. He was laid off just last week from a job that he's had for over 20 years. Wayne, let's start with you. Why were you let go? What was the reason given?
Company had to file for bankruptcy, and they couldn't come up with a plan that would actually help them come out of it, so they ended up closing their doors.
So this must be a tremendous shock for you. How are you handling it?
It's shaky, you know. It's like sometimes it hasn't really completely set in. You know, I was working in Florida for 23 years, but I have also done the same work in Massachusetts 10 years prior. So I've been doing this for 34 years. And, you know, you're at the point where you've had a job in the field that you went to college for, worked for 34 years. You're almost in the mode for, like, I'm coasting to retirement. And then all of a sudden you lose your job, and you find out that there aren't any out there to replace it. And I'm almost at the point where it's like I'm not even sure that I want to do it again after 34 years. I'm at the point now where I think I need to do something totally different, where I'm my own boss and where I can't get fired.
Well, Wayne Cooper, I mean, you got the triple whammy there. You've got, first of all, a layoff in your own business, but your company is bankrupt and your industry is really evaporating away. The same could be said for you, Josen Cummings. I mean, Vibe magazine is just emblematic of the magazine industry itself mm-hmm. going away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like two traumas at least there, it seems.
Definitely. It was a complete shock. Being at Vibe magazine did kind of occupy this unique space in the magazine market. Nobody really thought that it would go the way that it did, but everything happened quickly.
Well, given that the media as a job market is shrinking, that's so tough. Are you reconsidering being a journalist?
No, I'm not reconsidering being a journalist. I've only been doing it professionally for 5 years when I graduated from college, so I'm still fairly young in the industry. I still have a lot of passion for it. And the journalism industry that I kind of went to school for, the traditional print, radio, television models, those things.
There's something still around.
Yeah,
it's moving pretty fast.
So you're optimistic.
I'm definitely optimistic.
But it's interesting to me that you don't necessarily think about changing, whereas Wayne Cooper out there in Clearwater, Florida, is at the end of his career and is thinking about changing. Wayne, I'm assuming you're not imagining going to sell things at Walmart, are you?
No, I'm not going to become a Walmart greeter just yet, but I am thinking about maybe starting a house cleaning business.
Interesting. So
yeah, it's being that it's only happened a week ago, there are a lot of possibilities going around, but it probably would be some type of a small business.
I see. So do you have a spouse who is helping you, you know, pick up the slack?
No, I don't.
Oh,
no.
So you're really relying on yourself and whether or not a paycheck comes in each month.
Yes, you know, and I've always saved, you know, so I'm not worried about that just yet.
Well,
you
that's
know?
Good for
but
good for
it
you.
Is kind of disturbing, you know, that the money that I have been saving was supposed to be for my retirement, and like so many others, we're tapping into it just to get by.
So, Peter, you're in a boat with many other journalists. Are you sharing stories? Are you sharing job leads?
Yes, we're definitely. Doing what we can. A lot of us are doing what we can. People are sticking together and just looking out there to see what's available. I mean, living in New York City, you meet a lot of freelance writers.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, you meet them at Starbucks exactly. On the wireless. So
exactly.
Joseph Cummings, Wayne Cooper, seemed to me, Peter Morici, to be examples of data points in this jobless recovery that you've talked about, that we've talked about repeatedly on this program. Their businesses are going away. Their industries are in such flux that the notion of retraining doesn't necessarily even apply. Peter, would you agree?
It certainly makes it very difficult because they'd be hit two different ways. One, the recession itself, which is making the economy permanently smaller. This is the Great Recession, not any recession. And the other is technological change, which is shifting demand away from the industries they work in. Because people are going to the internet and away from print media, you know, it's affecting just the sheer number of journalism jobs that would be available if we were back to the good old days of 2007. Recessions tend to hasten the consequences of technological change.
Sobering news. Peter Morici, thank you for joining the show. I want to thank Joseph Cummings, a former editor at Vibe, Wayne Cooper, who was recently laid off from his pre-press printing, and thank you so much for sharing your stories.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.